with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Some states will be getting federal disaster help while others will be out of luck.
President Trump has approved major disaster declarations for Alaska, Nebraska, and North Dakota, while denying requests from Vermont, Illinois, and Maryland. The declarations allow FEMA to provide financial aid for repairing public infrastructure and, in some cases, helping survivors with repairs and temporary housing. Mr. Trump has approved more disaster declarations than denied this year, but has also suggested phasing out FEMA. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Flights have resumed for Alaska Airlines after more than 200 of its planes were grounded for hours.
The airline says it expects some flight disruptions as it works to reposition aircraft and crews. The grounding affected Alaska Air and Horizon Air flights. Hawaiian Airlines, which was bought by Alaska Air Group last year, says its flights were operating as scheduled. Alaska Airlines is asking customers to check their flight status before heading to the airport.
That's correspondent Donna Warder. The ongoing government shutdown continues to disrupt flights and put pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay. Flights were delayed Thursday at major airports like LaGuardia and Newark due to air traffic controller shortages. Many Federal Aviation Administration facilities are critically short on controllers, leading to disruptions. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says disruptions are likely to only get worse after next Tuesday's payday arrives and controllers have no money. The military is sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off South America in the latest escalation of military firepower to a region. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed that the USS Gerald R. Ford and its strike group would deploy to the Southern Command region to bolster U.S. capacity and anything that compromises safety. This is SRN News. The state of Wisconsin is considering killing a tax provision.
The reason the state might get rid of the unemployment tax exemption is to prevent religious businesses from gaining access to it. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states cannot block churches and ministries from accessing such programs if they allow secular businesses to use them. Now, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for the elimination of the exemption for all state employers rather than let Christian and other faith-based businesses use it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Aid to the Church in Need is warning that Islamic terrorism is a growing threat to the safety of Christians all around the globe. In a new report, the religious freedom group says global jihadism has entered a distinct new phase of transnational evolution. Major organizations such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, despite currently lacking clear central leadership, have continued to pursue their objectives. This is SRN News. Someone released thousands of mink animals being raised on an Iowa farm.
Fencing was cut, pens and nest boxes were destroyed to release the mink, which are raised for their fur. By Friday morning, just over 60% of the mink had been recovered. Farmers say that the mink are not adapted to survival and tend to succumb to elements in the wild. There are about two such incidents of mink releases a year. The Animal Legal Defense Fund says that mink farms crowd animals in inhumane and unsanitary cages that can contribute to the spread of disease and are supporting legislation to end mink farming in the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has expressed shock over the arrests of Portland coach Chauncey Billups and Miami guard Terry Rozier in gambling-related charges. Speaking yesterday during an Amazon Prime Video broadcast, he said he was deeply disturbed by the indictments. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.